This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I look very much forward to being your president. And hopefully at the end of 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or maybe even 8 years, you will say, so many of you worked so hard for us, but you will say that that was something that you were really were very proud to do.
You know, Scripture tells us, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So, my friends, let us have faith in each other. Let us not grow weary. Let us not lose heart. For there are more seasons to come, and there is more work to do.
All right, so Hillary Clinton talking about more work to do as she talks to the people who supported her. That is a little slice of Trump talking about moving forward, and will it be 8 years, 4 years, whatever it is, there's much to do. And the transition is underway. On Thursday, Trump will meet with President Obama. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we have a president-elect who is on the move and planning who will make that leap to Washington with him. Some names are being leaked. They're familiar names that wouldn't surprise any of us. Newt Gingrich's name comes up a lot as potentially Secretary of State. For Attorney General Rudy Giuliani, we keep hearing that name, but maybe it's something else. And there would be a lot of positions actually to be filled, and we'll see where they all end up. The cabinet, what it could look like, I think is pretty interesting. Across the board, there is no doubt a lot of people handicapping this, and they will for the next couple of days, maybe even for months. What happened as far as the predictions in the polls? How often did I say on these airwaves, well, you know how the polls are. And I'd say, but look what the polls are saying now. And he was up in so many of the polls, and they were so neck and neck, and the majority of them, especially the last 2 weeks anyway. The Texas Attorney General, I thought, was pretty interesting. Ken Paxton, he said he wasn't actually too surprised at how well Donald Trump performed in the election. He said, listen, people that I knew all over the country were texting me and saying they were voting for Trump, especially in Michigan and Pennsylvania and other areas. Pennsylvania, in its 20 electoral votes, ended up being what propelled Trump really to the presidency. And, boy, how about that? Pretty interesting to see the reasons, the slim leads, how they disappeared. And it shows, I think, more than anything, that people in America are tired of the same old, and don't want politics as usual. Many of you said that from the very start. If you want to sound off, you certainly can. Reaction to what happened. Also, letting you know that we are doing Nail the Score at the tail end of this hour. I got a lot of emails and whatnot about that. That's definitely happening. We don't want to blow you off because I know people are anxious to crown a champion, just like we crowned a new president. So that happens at the tail end of this hour. Sorry for everybody else who's downloading me during the day. You miss out. You got to hang around with us later, and you'll be able to participate. We do it on our Tuesday into Wednesday shows. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Yes, I'll tell you. I changed my call sign. I'm no longer Grim. I'm Creme de la Creme.
Yeah, because you don't have to be Grim anymore. I like it.
That's right.
A new day. A new dawn. Is that your theme song?
No, that's actually Trump's under, so his song. He's the underdog. He won. That's why I'm creme de la creme now.
He was the underdog in a sense, but really, if you look at his life, he said he was going to win. He's never been the underdog in mostly anything he's done.
Well, that's true. You know, I'm really depressed.
He did say that.
I'm really, really depressed.
You're lying.
Oh, yeah. The reason I ain't called or you ain't heard from me for a while is I've been sitting around polishing up my brass, cleaning and oiling up my weapons, and checking out my playboards and my junk. And I'm so depressed I didn't get to use any of it.
You didn't get to. You're right. There's no revolution.
Oh, boy. But
you
should
be happy.
It is just shocking as much as the Democrats.
It is shocking.
Well, as much as they complained about not having a popular vote, how did he win? And I'm still depressed, though, because only a third voted.
I know. Once again, what's the familiar theme? People not voting.
Yeah. I mean, a third.
I know.
120,000 of the popular vote.
I know.
There's 120 million, and there's 300 million Americans.
I know.
I mean, that's what's going to make it so difficult for Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've been listening all day about the battling and the fighting, and, you know, of course, you know, lamestream media, they're not going to change their way. They've done more epitaphs, I guess is the best way to call it.
Right.
For Hillary, after everything. I mean, really.
I mean, listen, I'll say this. At least the people in Washington get it, including Hillary herself, including Donald Trump. It's it. It's done. Move over. Gone. It's history, whether it's painful or not, which is what Hillary Clinton said. It is painful. It will be for a long time. But she said we owe Donald Trump an open mind. So what happens now? We've got the first 100 days of a Trump presidency getting underway, underway for the transition.
All right. But, you know, well, one or two things. In her speech today, I don't know if anybody knew it or recognized it, or even if you did, but when she got to talking about the glass ceiling being broken.
Yeah.
And it's a woman will eventually get in here, and very soon, so don't give up hope. She was referring to Michelle Obama.
Really, you think so?
Kate. Oh, what did they do for a living, Kate?
No, no, no. Listen. I know people that know the Obamas, and they say she wants nothing. She just wants to get. She's done with the whole Washington thing. She's ready. She's moving on.
That's a precursor.
You're saying that she comes back to Washington.
Well, that's a precursor to get everything back.
Could.
Yeah, well, it is. I know it is.
And plus, here's the thing. She's younger. She's younger than Hillary Clinton, obviously, in running this time around. Yeah.
Hillary realizes that the next election, with all the health debate that she had.
Yeah, she's out. She can't do it. This was her chance. That's it.
And the other thing is, as far as Trump goes now, this is my belief for the Democrats. I want you to hear me good and clear. Seeing is believing. And I won't believe till I see.
Yep, you know what? I'm right there with you. Let's see what happens, creme de la creme. Thank you. Good call. Will he, in fact, do what he said he was going to do? 855-266-5283. Keep the number handy. We're going to a mailbag, and then we'll talk to you after that. Hang with us.
P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
About you, the mercilessness of that.
Well, not surprisingly, the day after the election, the email bag is full. It's always full, but it's absolutely overflowing. Visualize this. I walk into a room, I open the door, and it won't really budge. I'm pushing it. That is how it feels when I go and check my email. In my mind, that's what I see, all of you anxious to get a hold of me and America Tonight. So once again, I'm very proud about that, and thank you so much. I encouraged everybody to vote. We saw that there were record numbers that came out and voted in so many places, and congratulations to all of you for doing that, because it is your right. I think it's a privilege as an American, and the fact that we do have free elections, whether we agree with the candidates or not, if we're upset that it wasn't our person, it wasn't what we think should happen, or it was what we think should happen, but we're not crazy about the person. Whatever. We need to me, I'd like to see some really great things happen in America and some of the divisive conversation come to a halt. Let's listen to understand, not to reply. I implore you, I throw that challenge out to you. Try to become more of an influential listener. And on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This is from Jake, who says, Kate, I am stunned. I was not a fan of Hillary Clinton's. I'm not really a fan of Donald Trump's, although I did vote for him. I was kind of a reluctant voter, I have to be honest. I'm a millennial. I feel a little disenchanted. I think there's opportunities out there. I don't think it's as horrible as it was painted out to be our country. But there are problems. One of them is certainly our healthcare system. You talk about that a lot. I've listened to you for a long time. And I've heard the conversations you've had with so many in the healthcare industry, people who are doctors, people who are disgusted, people who have tried to help patients in different ways because they know they can help them through the traditional roads. So let's see what happens with health care. Let's see what happens with immigration. I agree that we're overrun with too much illegal immigration, and we don't know who's coming from where. And maybe it is ignorant to think that you could certainly count people who come across. I doubt that. And that you could have a better way of tracking the system and figuring it out. But I do think there is a better way to especially watch what's happening on our southern border. God forbid somebody comes in who is a terrorist, which I'm not a fearmonger, and I think some of that is happening out there. But if we were to have another attack and it were to happen that way, where would the fingers be pointing? Let's see what President-elect Trump does. All right, let's move on to this one from Chelsea, who says, boy, I hardly ever hear anyone named Chelsea except for Chelsea Clinton and Chelsea Handler, who's a comedian. Chelsea says, Kate, I am a millennial. You can see there's a theme here. I listen to your show. I listen to your show in New Orleans. We started to get it on a station here, 990, and I love it. So when I'm studying, I'm up late, whatever, I am listening. Just so you know, you have a lot of fans here, and we're thrilled to be hearing you on the airwaves in New Orleans. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of emails and whatnot from the people in New Orleans. I love that place. So Chelsea goes on to say, I think the Trump victory is a stunner. I have to tell you that probably like so many people that listen to America Tonight, of course, I've heard mostly people who were kill Hillary, we hate Hillary, she's a liar, she's whatever. I've heard different people say that on different shows, you know, nasty name calling. But here's the thing. I wasn't really for either one, but I was for, and I'm not a feminist, but I was for, could we see a woman president? Do you think in your lifetime we will ever see a female president? Wow, that is such an interesting question if we just take look at it from that angle. No, I don't think in my lifetime we will see a female president. In your lifetime, depending on where you are millennial-wise, and who, none of us know. My grandmother used to say, our expiration stamp is, you know, stamped on our foreheads when we're born. None of us know how long we're going to live, so that's a tough question to answer. But in my lifetime, I don't think we'll see a female president. If you are, Chelsea, in your early 20s, then, yeah, maybe we'll see a female president. I mean, here's the thing. I want the right president. I would love to see a female president. I think there are some strong, wonderful women in this country who are savvy, who are on the ball, who aren't bashers. They're not male bashers, and they're not bashers of anything. They're just confident and good at what they do, just like a male in the same situation. But what you have to go through to be president, and ultimately you saw that with Trump and with Hillary Clinton. You know, so here Trump wins. He even said it in his acceptance speech. He said, boy, this is hard, folks. And he was very gracious about Hillary Clinton, by the way. But when he was thanking people, he said, this is hard work. This is hard. And he knows. And so it is that way. And you have to have your life turned upside down. And you'd have to have the right kind of moxie on top of confidence and some skills. Some skills to want to do what you believe is the right thing for the country. So, you know, we'll see. You know, I think what Donald Trump is saying, at least in that acceptance speech, what he said was he's going to, you know, let's all get together. He's going to work on those relationships with people, it sounds like. So we'll see where this presidency goes. But the question was really, do I see a female president in my lifetime? And the answer is I do not see a female president. You know, there was on the Republican side, there's some decent candidates, but I think that person is yet to emerge. I do think eventually, yes, but I don't know who that person would be. I can't name somebody that I think would definitely win from Republican, frankly, or Democrat at this point. So we'll see what the future brings. All right, let's move on to this one from Van. Hey, Kate, election night, wow, crazy watching the results. I'll tell you, I voted for Trump. I wasn't totally crazy excited, though, about voting for Trump. I think some people are really mean. I've heard some of the people call the show, and then I've heard other really more sensible people like David in San Francisco call the show, and maybe they're angry, I get it, because crummy, crappy things have happened to them in the name of politics, and that makes sense to me, and I understand you've given examples of what you've seen in your own life with health care, and of course people take it personally, and I heard a fabulous woman the other day from Mississippi tell you how her husband lost his overtime and it dramatically changed their life. And what were they to do that they just cut back on everything? And that's what happened. So I completely understand the frustrations, but I hope that we take a softer tone in where we head in the future. I mean, aren't we after all Americans? Yeah, we all are all Americans. I say this all the time, that, and I didn't really live through this era. I didn't really live through the era of, hey, buddy, we're playing for different teams. I lived more in the era of, this is my team, this is your team, and the beginning parts of that. So it used to be, you know, and you get a lot of older people together, and they say, well, back in my day, we had to walk 1,000 miles to school, so stop complaining. Well, back in the day, as I've talked to enough people about this, you could be on different political ends of the spectrum and have a healthy discussion and even sometimes come to a compromise, not a compromise of ridiculous proportions, but one that made sense. So we'll see where the conversation goes. You know, we'll see where it goes. You know, the sun comes up, and for the people who are disappointed, and the sun comes up for the people who are excited, and I believe America still is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and there are things I do not like. Healthcare is one of them. I see it crippling people I know. I see a million examples of this. Upper middle class, middle class, lower middle class, if you want to put labels on it, in all different directions. The only thing, I've said this before, that was good is the pre-existing conditions, because people who were struggling there were able to get it, but don't think it was easy, as it was, you know, as people were made to believe. So let's hope, let's not hope, let's see the strategy for changing that. Hope is not a strategy. I don't want to hear the word hope anymore. Let's do. Let's get her done. So now we have a businessman. Let's see if the businessman can get it done. In business, you're not in business if you're not making money and if you're not making things happen. If we have corporations that aren't coming back because they pay too high of a tax, let's re-rack that. Let's get commitments. Let's see people come back. And how economically does that affect us? Let's see what happens at the border. Let's see what can be done. Let's see what a palatable solution. Let's see what can happen in the future if we roll up our sleeves and work together on this. And, you know, it depends on how that cabinet looks and whatnot. I know I've gone down here on a rabbit hole. Once again, you can always email the show. You know that if you can't catch us when we're live. I know some people download the show. Terrific. We're glad to have you on board. Let me know your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Blessings every single day that I am an American. And I still believe, as deeply as I ever have, that if we stand together and work together with respect for our differences, strength in our convictions, and love for this nation, our best days are still ahead of us. I am incredibly honored and grateful to have had this chance to represent all of you in this consequential election. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Hillary Clinton, that's it for her running for president. You know, it's interesting. I saw a picture of Clinton somewhere, and they did, Newsweek did these commemorative issues, and so they had them printed up early of both Trump and Hillary Clinton, and they only printed so many, and they had given some, I'm assuming, to him as well, and she signed some of them, and oh, it was a brutal picture to see her signing those Madam President commemorative covers, because, of course, that's not going to happen, and it's not in the cards for her, because, you know, this is it. I don't see her. What is she going to run for president when she's 74, and it could be 8 years of Trump? Who knows? But bottom line is, that's it. Clinton's done as far as running for president. The Democrats made some serious mistakes, and the Republicans now have a chance to do all of the things they said they were going to do, I think we get out a notepad and we start keeping score. I've already written every single issue down. I'm not kidding you. I have a big board in my office. Let's see where this all ends up. And there may be a lot of people that will be surprised at what happens here. I'm, you know, hopefully in a really super good way. Hopefully that's what we see. Some of what is crippling us in this nation gets turned around. Dan in Texas, thanks for hanging. How are you?
I am doing great. And did I not tell you this was a revolution?
It's not a revolution.
It
Here's
is
what
a revolution.
People,
it
no,
is
it's
a
not.
Revolt.
No, it's
it's
not.
A bloody revolt.
It's a,
absolutely.
It's not, because it's not bloody. Thank God that didn't
well,
happen.
Well, yeah, I'm glad
what
of
it,
that,
what
too.
It, yeah, yeah. What it is that, absolutely, it's a revolution, I guess, in the sense that everybody's tired of the same old crap, the same
absolutely.
Old promises, the same old log jam. You and I have talked about this for years, and it's just like banging our heads against the, you know, against our front doors that are falling apart. It's ridiculous. And so this is, you're right in the sense that the people said, I'm not going to take this anymore. So people in smaller towns turned out in droves while the so-called Democrats that were going to back their candidate, they didn't show up. Because they just thought, oh, no, that's easy. That's, you know, still not enough people showed up. So good for the people that went out and voted and said, I'm not going to take this anymore. I agree.
Okay.
I like that. Okay.
Well, I'm being magnanimous. I'm not asking for anybody to lynch anybody or kill anybody. Or
I know. I know.
Wrong.
I know.
But
that's
like
good.
But like creme
that's
de
good.
Creme, I do have my supply of ammunition and my guns available. And, you know, I would have been all in favor of absolute revolt if things had gone the other way, because I do not want any more of this tearing America down. The person that used to have a 40-hour work week down to a 20-hour work week, and also the being saddled with Obamacare, and I think
I
it's going to work beautifully because we're now going to be able to get rid of that. Have insurance that will be provided across state lines. Doctors can work with that as well. It's going to be fantastic. And the price of drugs is going to come down because Trump is going to introduce competition worldwide. And these guys that had a monopoly here in the United States, they can forget that. The monopoly routine that has been perpetrated against the American people in this country is over.
Yeah, I agree.
I would just like to congratulate Donald Trump and all the people who voted. I'd like to also welcome Everett from Washington into our little family and David in San Francisco and, of course, Pete in Texas and everybody that has been a member of this family for so long and creme de creme and, of course, our good girl, you know, Izzy.
Izzy.
We love her.
Yeah.
And to you as well, Kate, I wish you nothing but the best the rest of this year and the same thing for next year. And my birthday will be the 23rd of November, and I'll be expecting a card and a nice mention. I will be 70 years old this coming
year. You are kidding.
No,
wow.
I will.
Wow.
But I'm tougher, I'm tougher than wang leather and twice as thick.
I love that. Hilarious. Oh,
God
Dan, what a great sentiment. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And happy birthday. You definitely, I can't believe it. 70 is young to me, though, I have to say. Even when I was a kid, I didn't think of 70. My favorite grandparents looked like they were like, you know, 48 and they were 70. If you want to sound off, say something, whatever, certainly you can do that. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Don't forget we have Nail the Score coming up in our next segment. Kenny in Ottumwa, Iowa. Hello, Kenny.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
We talked
what do you think?
Once. Oh, hi. We talked once a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a convicted felon, so I cannot vote. So I can kind of look at the elections around kind of, you know, askance, you know, and be not for one or the other particularly because I can't vote anyway, right?
Right.
And my take on Donald Trump winning is this. There's nothing wrong with it. And then you know what I hate? They kept saying, well, he's not a politician. If he's not a politician. Well, do you know what? if an auto mechanic could raise the money and get the backing, he could run for president. That's what the whole thing's about.
Yeah.
A farmer can run for president. A barber, a lady beautician can run. But the thing is, if they can't ever get enough money to do it. But I hated when they kept saying, well, he's not of the political class. Well, good. That's how that's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, that is true.
You know
true.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
And one more thing I want to tell you something. I don't know if many people know this, but earlier on you were talking, right, and you said something about hope, remember?
Uh-huh.
Well, I might be wrong about this, and if I am, I wish somebody call and correct me, but I think it was Greek mythology. Have you ever heard of Pandora?
Yes.
She guarded the box that held
the box.
All the evils
yes.
of the world, right?
Yeah, Pandora's box.
Right. Well, she was supposed to guard it. Well, she fell asleep or something, and it was open, and all the evils rushed out into the world. You know what the last evil was? Hope.
Hope.
Hope. Because hope many times makes people keep doing the same thing over and over, hoping it's
so true.
Or hanging on longer than they really should, when they should
yeah.
just, although, you know, we all don't want to get, but hope, that sort of thing, but yeah, but that's my view on Trump. You know, he doesn't have to be a politician. That's not the point. The point is anybody can run.
Anyone can run. That's how it was set up. You're right. You
That's
have to be
right.
American.
I,
to be
God, I got, God, I got
yeah.
sick of hearing that all,
That's
you know.
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
and, well,
I agree.
That's all I want to say. I can't think of anything right offhand.
Thanks, Kenny.
Good talking to you again.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Pandora's Box. You know, it's funny. I should have told Kenny this. I think he's still listening, but... I say this all the time when I speak. Hope is not a strategy. You know, people say, I hope it works out in the end. I hope we've put together this business. No, no, no. Hope is not a strategy. So that kind of goes along with Pandora. You know, the meaning of Pandora's box. I loved Greek mythology. It was one of my favorite classes. I had to take like an elective, if anybody out there remembers when you had to take electives. And somebody told me, take this course on Greek mythology. I went to Ohio University, and I loved this class. I just had the greatest professor. He, like, made the stories come to life. And Pandora was one of the stories, of course. And I do remember the story, but I did not remember that hope was the last thing that came out of the box. So pretty cool that was the case, because that makes sense if you think about it. Think of the Greek writers. I mean, that's what they said. Pandora, and what happened is kind of like the storage jars in your mind of what it looked like and what happens when everything is released. And they, in fact, the Pandora myth, if I remember this right, you know, you think of All Souls Day. They had a 2-day basically drinking binge where they open wine caskets on the first day. They release the souls of the dead on the second day. And then men anointed the doors with the blackthorn to keep the released souls of the departed away, and then the caskets were sealed again. I mean, there's a whole thing about the meaning of it, and the whole thing about the box, and it, you know, it getting Pandora's evils getting unleashed, and the analogies to modern days. So there was arguments about Pandora's box. So I know we kind of went off on a side note here. We went sideways, Kenny, on Pandora's box. So election is done, over with, history, and now it's about the next steps for Trump. The first 100 days, people are going to wonder, building the wall? Is there going to be a wall? What happens with Obamacare? To me, affordable health care would be the number one thing that would be on the list, because there was a lot of conversation about that, but that's the thing that is crushing so many people. The health crisis that we're having that needs to be tweaked, fixed, whatever. We'll see what the agenda looks like. Coming up next, Nail the Score here on ATN.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed it is. If you are listening to us in New Orleans, Illinois, Florida, New Jersey, California, Washington, the great state of Michigan, Georgia, oh, heck, every place where we air, you want to participate in Nail the Score. I get so many emails from people who are infuriated that we don't do Nail the Score every night. Somebody, I had like three people say me that. Every night, what are you kidding me? Do Nail the Score every night? This is a radio show. We have politics to talk about. We have people to complain about. We have things to celebrate. We have other things to talk about on this show. We can't just crystal ball all day long on sports. So anyway, it is week 10 in the NFL. I know, shocker, isn't it? It is. The season is dwindling down. Before you know it, we're going to be into the playoffs. So Nathan, let's let that computer roll. Ah, thank you. And guess what the computer picks? The Cowboys and the Steelers. It sure feels like we're doing the Cowboys a lot. Cowboys and the Steelers. This one is in Pittsburgh. It's the afternoon game on Sunday. Dak Prescott, of course, is the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys these days, as Tony Romo has taken a back seat because of his broken bone in his back, that he's looking healthy and fantastic according to teammates, but he's not the guy right now. Kind of that has been put to rest momentarily anyway. So it's a question of who you think's going to win, Cowboys or the Steelers. Pittsburgh is actually favored by 2.5. Steelers are 4-4, 3-1 at home. Cowboys are 7-1, 4-0 away, if that tells you anything. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, that's the number to call to be part of the show. And I'll let you know what I think as we go through the calls and the emails, but quickly let's jump to the phone lines. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
The dawning of a new day.
New day.
Got a sunburn. I was out of the bunker so long.
You better wear suntan lotion.
Yeah, okay. Oh, let me think. I had on my Piff helmet. I said Piff.
Piff. Oh, yeah, I'm picturing that. I'm visualizing that in my mind. Wow.
Nothing else, just a helmet.
Just a helmet. You know you're picking the Cowboys.
Well, yeah. It's going to be 28-27 Cowboys.
Ooh, 28-27. That's a game I want to watch. I want to invest some hours and put some dents in the couch on that one. Pete! Pete in his Pith helmet. Thank you, Peter. All right, 28-27, that is a darn tight game, let me tell you. All right, we dive back into the Dan in Texas pool. Hello, Dan in Texas. Is it the Cowboys? Is it the Steelers?
Well, question first. Do you think Hillary will have to give back all the money she took from the Arabians and the Qataris?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, now, I think it'll be 31-27 Cowboys.
Ooh, another close game.
Yep, yeah, I think it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out affair, but I think
I do, too. Yeah, that's good. I like that guess, actually. Both of you, Dan and Pete, thanks, Dan, think it's going to be really close. Because if you look really at what the Steelers have done and the Cowboys at Heinz Field, I mean, boy, it's been a strange year for Big Ben, hasn't it? And when you look at the Cowboys with the two rookies, Ezekiel Elliott running all over the place and Dak Prescott, he's money. I mean, he can throw that ball downfield. It was the take on him in the beginning. Let's see him throw the ball deep. And, of course, he's in your face. He threw the ball deep. So Dak is 7-1 through 8 starts. But Ben Roethlisberger won his first 13 when he was a rookie. I mean, who cares? But if you look, I'm just going to tell you a couple of quick things. If we look at, even though I tell you it doesn't matter, all the stats, if we look at what's happened lately with the Steelers, it's been rough. The Steelers have reeled off 3 straight losses. They just came off of a low-scoring loss to the Ravens, 21-14. Before that, the Patriots actually didn't put that much mustard on them, but 27-16. The Dolphins, 30-15. You know, these boys aren't scoring much, except for in the wins. They've scored 38 points against the Redskins. They put up 43 against the Chiefs. 31 against the hapless Jets and the Dolphins, like I said, beat them. So, boy, go figure. Just a few hints. Who knows? Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. What do you think, Sharon? Do you think it's going to be the Cowboys high scoring or Pittsburgh?
Even though it's a home game for Pittsburgh, I'm going to go with Dallas 31-20.
31-20. Okay, so you're thinking a little high score, too. All right, Sharon. Hey, how was the voting in Maine in your neck of the woods? Were a lot of people out voting? Did you vote?
I voted early.
That's right. You said that before. Yeah.
And there weren't any lines that I was aware of. I mean, it was steady. I went by one of the other precincts in my town, and it was walk in, walk out.
Walk in, walk out.
I mean, there was no line. There was no hardly any waiting.
Yeah.
And
well, that's good.
I voted Constitution.
I know. I saw that. Constitution. So I know exactly what you're saying. Wink, wink. All right, Sharon. Thank you. Let's get some more people in here. Creme de la creme, changing his name. I love that. All right. So what do you say, CDC?
Well, first you take two eggs and you crack them and then you saute. Oh, no. This is not Food Network. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like. Anyhow, so I'm going to say 32 Dallas and 24 Pittsburgh.
All right. So everybody's Dallas. Nobody is picking Pittsburgh. Thank you, creme de la creme. Let's go to Everett in Washington. Hey, Everett, what do you think?
Steelers 24, Dallas 20.
Ooh, so Steelers. So you think Big Ben is going to take it to the other rookie, in a sense?
Oh, yeah. I think they're due for a win.
Yeah, you know what? You could be right. So, and maybe the Cowboys are due for a loss. Okay, so 24-20, not bad thinking. All right, how about you, Nate? What do you say? Nathan.
Yeah, you can call me Nate. That's okay. I'm going to go 27-24 Steelers.
Oh, contrarian.
Yeah, Cowboys.
Yeah, contrarian.
That's me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so let's go to Sally in Aberdeen. Hey, Sally, how are you?
I'm good. I don't know a lot about picking teams.
It doesn't matter. It's just like, you know, circling numbers. You just
Well, I have two numbers in my mind. 14, okay. But I don't know which team.
Okay, 14. And what's the other one? Cowboys. You can't go wrong with either team. 14
okay.
For the Cowboys or the Steelers?
14 for the Steelers, and then I want to go higher.
Okay.
Can I go 21 for the Cowboys?
Yes.
Is that good?
21. I love that. I like how you did that. You know, you're probably going to win this thing now that you said it that way. So Cowboys win it 21-14. Sally in Washington, I love it. Thank you for the call. I want to make sure we're up against it, Sal. I'm going to say, oh boy, this is a hard one for me. Because, of course, all of you hold my feet to the fire. There's part of me that just wants to say that I think the Steelers win this, too. The Steelers have a two-thirds chance of winning against a Cowboy team that hasn't lost a game on the road. I was just reading a story on that. Le'Veon Bell, the running back. All right, I'm going to say Steelers win it 28-21. Woo! Good luck, everyone. I hope someone nails the score.
I'm going down the football game. Went down the football game. When I walk, but really a shame. I saw you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.